I am here with now the number one ranked contender in the ladies' bantamweight division after her big win this last weekend. Valentina Shevchenko joins me here on Radio Row. Valentina, how are you? How's it feel to be the top dog now? There's only one lady stepping between you and the title.
It's feeling great. It's like very big motivation. I know the next fight will be for the title, and I'm really happy, and I will do everything to get this victory.
Talk about the fight with Juliana. Did it go the way you expected it? I don't think a lot of people predicted you would be winning the fight by armbar, but it was a really, really impressive performance for you. Did things go the way you kind of thought they would go?
My main goal with the it was the victory, and this is what I wanted. And I was preparing for everything. I was preparing to do whatever will help me to take this victory. I was on my training to it, and my coach Pavel Fedotov, he is every time training me in not only, for example, I'm a striker, but he's not only training me like striker, he do everything like grappling, jiu-jitsu, wrestling, everything. And how I said, I'm in martial arts already more than 20 years, and my first professional MMA fight I had in 2002, and from 2002 to 2006 I had several fights finished by me by submission and this style. So for me it was not unexpected.
How has your grappling game developed since you started your first MMA fight in 2002 to now 2017? How much has your grappling game grown since then? Obviously we know about your striking, but how much has your grappling game progressed?
Oh, of course it's progressed a lot, because I'm a fighter who every day trying to develop me like a fighter. So I can say I progressed not only in my jiu-jitsu, I progressed in my striking and everything. I progressed like a fighter.
When you got called by the UFC, or was there a time, or was it before you got called by the UFC when you were fighting here for Legacy, where you said, okay, I'm going to spend some time, dedicate myself to MMA and step away from the kickboxing and the Muay Thai? Did you have like a moment where you decided, okay, MMA is going to be my focus for now?
From 2006, we spent more time in Muay Thai and K1 because we could not find a lot of opponents for me in that time. So I more was training in Muay Thai and participating in different competition. But when female MMA start to be like very popular and a lot of girls start to fight, it was, I think, maybe 2010, and we are again starting to train and Muay Thai and MMA all together. And I fought in Latin America a few fights, then I fought in Legacy, I mean few fights in MMA, in Muay Thai obviously it was a lot of fights, and then I signed with Legacy fights, and I had three fights there, two in K1 and one in MMA. But when I signed with UFC, I started training just MMA, and I feel it's a little bit better for me, because I'm focused exactly on the style of MMA fight, because it's own style. It's not like combination of some Muay Thai or wrestling or all together, because it's own style. And I feel each fight make me a stronger and better fighter.
You mentioned the rise of popularity in women's MMA, and obviously a lot of that was brought by the success of Ronda. Dana White said just yesterday he's pretty sure Ronda Rousey's done fighting in MMA. Is that disappointing to you? Like, do you appreciate what she did as far as the sport for women, and are you kind of sad to see her go out the way she did?
In the life, like, everything have beginning and the end. And for example, some person who was good, they cannot be forever, and it's normal, it's life. And so it will come as a girl who will be the same, like good, very motivated. And it's like, I think this is progress. Don't have only one, have a lot of.
Do you think there's the mental part of the game of when you get that first loss? Do you think that different people handle that differently? And like, does it speak to what it takes to be strong mentally to overcome a little bit of adversity versus people who get that adversity and it can just snowball into something bad?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's not only depends on the person who fought, who lost, or who right in action. It all depends on the people who are around of this person. If you have right people, they know how to motivate you, what reason give you to continue, and it's very important to have good people around you, because not everyone has this opportunity to feel this support from, for example, I'm very grateful to have my family on my side, my coach Pavel, my sister Antonina, and doesn't matter what difficulties I will have in my life, they will every time with me and supporting me, and I'm very happy to have them. I know it will be good, they will be with me. It will be bad, they still will be with me.
The last bit of adversity you had, at least inside the cage, was against Amanda Nunes in a fight where you came on late in the fight and really kind of took control, but it took you too long to really get started in that fight. Did you learn a lot from that loss as far as the pace you have to fight at when you're fighting MMA as opposed to Muay Thai? And do you think that you've made those adjustments and things will be different the second time you guys fight?
I did all adjustment, and it was exactly that you say. It was exactly the reason why I lost this fight, because of timing, because of not because she was stronger than me, because I by myself gave this opportunity to her. And for example, it passed already 1 year since our last fight, and I feel me very good. Like every fight that I had after, it make me more stronger and better fighter. So I know exactly I will be prepared very good for the next fight. I will be in my best form, and I will take the victory. And this is what I want. This is what this is my goal. And I never stop before I get it.
You've accomplished so much in martial arts. If you end up unable to be the UFC champion, do you feel like you've not completed your journey yet? Do you feel like that's sort of the one thing that you still have to do before you can say I've done everything I wanted to do in my career?
If I have goal, I will every time go till I get it, and I never stop before I get it.
Do you have any thoughts on the Super Bowl? Do you watch football at all? Are you excited about the game at all?
Sometimes I do. I'm not a big fan because I don't have a lot of time to watch football. I spend a lot of time on my trainings, but I'm really excited to see how it's everything. It's so big event, and it's very, for me, it's my first Super Bowl here in Houston, and I really enjoy this experience, and it's interesting to see from inside how is it.
Well, as someone here from Houston who got to watch you fight for Legacy and Legacy Kickboxing and watch you sort of blossom into the UFC's next star, I'm excited for you. I was excited to see you win last weekend. I'm excited to see you get a chance against Amanda again, and I wish you the best of luck in your future and especially in that fight.
Thank you very much. I will do my best, and I promise I will get this title.
All right, that's Valentina Shevchenko. Thank you for the time.